today because we could have hooked you up with the food, dude.
Mm-hmm. And y'all know what was going on yesterday. We was tripping. But anyway, I'm here. I'm here.
I'm you here. Are so silly.
Yeah. Oh. Grown folk gossip.
Grown folk gossip.
G5G.
Uh-oh. You done already, G5G? Meditated on some jokes.
Grown folk gospel.
No, grown but folks. That's like, you know, there is no G5G fraternity, right?
Only on God school days.
God. Yeah, that's it.
Mark, this the record that's full of open my hearts.
Okay.
Okay.
Did I get you?
Did I get you?
That joker went about 6-time platinum, though, so I think I'm doing all right.
Yeah. What you say? You're in the right field. I'm in the right field.
Crazy.
Yes. No yeah. Doubt. Yeah, but how you feeling, man? How's the family and everybody?
Man, you know what? We're good.
Yeah.
Good. You know, God showed his face speedily. That's what I love about him. Yeah. He'll show you that. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing this because you're on punishment.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'm talking about
say
the fire
that
now.
Again.
I'm not doing this because you're on punishment. Mm-hmm. This is just a test to elevate you, to graduate you to the next position where I'm trying to take you. So we're good, man, and I'm sure we'll get into more of it, but you know, Mel's good, the kids are still trying to figure out what's happening with us, but you know, we got them comfortable.
Yeah. Well, we're glad to see you.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, glad you're in good spirits.
Yes,
you come at a good time too.
Yes.
Yeah,
getting ready to go back in the mind of Marcus D. Wiley.
My God.
Oh man.
But America's bishop.
My God.
Just go easy on me, Doc. Oh, I know it ain't all about me, but just whatever you do, go easy.
Oh, no,
me.
No, you good. You good.
Yeah. Okay. It's release day. It's release day.
Well, yes.
Yes.
He said I'm all right.
It's all right, okay.
GFG.
And he said it's okay.
Feel like it's all right.
Love
okay.
that.
Yes.
Well, we've been playing it and we've been excited about it because we know that, you know, the new CD.
Yeah.
not a long time coming, but and highly anticipated.
Yes, Lord.
You always make such great music that's singable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think hits have to be singable and relatable.
That's right. That's right.
So, you know, the everything is a, you know, it's like, you know, it's, and he goes into percussive mode.
Yeah, it's a producer, by, you know.
It's in him. It's in him, yeah.
You can't help it.
Can't help it.
But I love that. And I love that the music has such a positive, godly message to it.
Yeah.
Because with God, everything is all right.
Wow. Now you, Nancy, you about to go and do something now.
You know, it is.
You about to go and do something.
Because you think about it, anything can change. You know, things can change in 30 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
It can change in 30 minutes, but it does not change the ability of God.
Right.
And that's what I look at every single day, you know, because we all of us in the room have dealt with some things that's like, now, how did this come now?
This happen?
And why did this come now?
Why did this happen? Yeah.
You know?
Yep. You're
but
so right.
It does not mean that God is still not sovereign and on the throne.
That's right.
And a good thing I like about it, he gave you this song before your tragedy.
Isn't that crazy? That is something, man, because like I wrote the song 8 to 10 months before this stuff would actually minister to me.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. After the blaze and all that, after everything happened, put my wife to bed, put the kids to bed, and I went for a drive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I, you know, I said, God, respectfully, this is your boy, this is your son. Why now?
Yeah.
I'm feeling good about myself. We're on a good run. Me and Mel are good. Mm-hmm. Everything's straight. And he was just like, don't worry about your stuff. Mm-hmm. You know I'm going to bless you back with that triple time over. Yeah. He said, I wanted you to feel who you're going to be singing to.
Yeah.
It was so clear. He was like, I needed you to feel. Because, you know, sometimes we can live in a place where we forget how hopelessness feels.
Yeah.
Because we've been hopeless in a minute.
That's right.
Hit your neighbor. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So he was just like, I just wanted you to feel. He said, now when you sing, all right, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now when you sing, fall at your feet. It has a different meaning.
Yeah.
And I was like, you could have just sent me an email. Did you have to burn the house?
See how you feel. See how you feel. Speaking of fall at your feet, let's get into it now. The latest from Jay Moss of the city entitled Grown Folks Gospel. 27 minutes past the hour on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
New music.
So I fall at your feet. Lord, please take me. Lord, please save me. Only you can change me. So I'm at your feet. I'm supposed to have a smile, even when the storm is bad, when the rain is falling heavy. I'm supposed to lift my head. I'm the hero of my family. I'm supposed to stand tall, 'cause come sunset, it's your name. So I fall at your feet, God. Lord, please take me.
Take me,
Lord, please save me.
Won't you save me?
Only you can change me.
Only you can change
so
me.
So I fall at your feet today. In your eyes I'll stay. I'll cast the world away just to hear what you say. Fall at your feet, God, my Savior. Fall at your feet.
Lord have mercy. Now, you know this one was the one that got me crying yesterday.
Yeah.
This one was the one that got me crying. Because, see, you've got to be in a place to write that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is what most people who just, and I know I'm going to get some letters on this. Mm-hmm. People who judge your music.
Yeah.
Have never been at a place where they have to write out of their pain.
Yeah. They type in the emails to you,
and
right
I want
now.
Them to. No, but I want them to.
Right.
Because until you have written your experience, and it has been amplified so that the ears of the hearers can be blessed by it, don't talk to me about what you think. You know, because you got critics who ain't ever wrote a stitch or nothing.
Right.
Telling you, you need to go back and do this.
Right. That ain't
why?
The Bible.
This is not what God gave. No, yeah. Right. You don't know what God gave me.
Right.
And you don't know what God spoke to me in the silence.
Yes. Right, right, right.
Yes. But you're so right. You're so right.
And I'm talking about music critics. I'm talking about people who, you know, say that, oh, this one should be on radio and that one should not be on radio. And this, Israel just got through telling us how hard it was for him to get his music on.
Oh, yeah.
know? And it's like, and now, 10 years later, he is the praise and worship man of the body.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm talking about the body. Right, I'm not just talking about black gospel music.
No,
I'm talking about Hispanic gospel music, Asian gospel music, African gospel music. Everybody knows him. Exactly. So you can never underestimate where God is going to flow.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm gonna say that again.
And I love that. You're so right, because so many people say that. You know, well, what does all that mean? You know, you got my grown folks gospel. I don't really see or feel. Like, you ain't even heard it yet.
Yeah,
you
don't listen.
You just saw the title. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That sense of judgment.
Right. So then you hear it fall at your feet, and you go, okay.
That's some grown folk, right?
Because, you know, ain't too many kids.
Before I even heard the music.
Ain't too many kids going to be like,
Yeah,
you know, I got like 15 trials, 17 tribulations.
Right. Not going to happen.
At six, no. Yeah. But you know, they may have two.
You're right. And I was telling you off mic, it was at that point where I felt like I was at the feet of God.
Come on,
laid straight flat out.
Yeah.
And after the blaze, you know, somebody came and blessed us with a house, brand new house. Like it wasn't even 24 hours, you know. So, and it was like, I wrote that a year ago.
Yeah.
And it's like, but you didn't even, if you're going to write a song talking about falling at my feet, I'm going to make you know what that feels like. You know what I'm saying?
But look at the supernatural in operation, though.
Yeah.
Because if you had stayed in the mode of victim.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You would have been somewhere missing the blessing of the supernatural.
And promoting.
And promotion and miracle.
That's right.
Because, see, that's where God is inhabiting and, you know, right now.
Amen.
Supernatural.
That's right.
And when I'm happy, I don't hold back. With all that has happened, there's nothing I lack. With you, you make me feel. Too far.
can it last forever. There are no worries, I'm not in a hurry, yeah. The way you love me makes my heart beat. Ooh, you make me feel like a holiday, like a holiday.
Sir,
release day
today.
Go get it. It's in the stores, y'all.
I like that. You make me feel.
Yes.
Well, see, I couldn't get past fall down at your feet.
Yeah.
It's grown folks gospel right
You
here.
Know, I that was where I was yesterday.
Yeah.
But I like that this CD is for every part of your life.
Yeah. Because that was a different little part with that you make me feel.
Yeah, but that's celebration.
Woo!
See, we're supposed to.
I enjoy that. I enjoy that. I just do.
That's Jay Moss coming
that's
right
my,
at you.
Yeah, that's just my stuff right there.
Yeah, because I mean, that's where we should be.
Yeah, and Faith, I just had a great relationship with her for so many years, and of course, she's always wanted to work with our fam, and I just called her, and she was. I sent her the track, and she was just like, "Oh my goodness, this is so me."
Mm-hmm.
And she went in that studio.
Yes, she did.
And thus,
say it
you
the Lord.
Make me feel.
Yeah, it's hot. You got a lot of. Great artist on here.
Thank you, man.
PJ.
PJ.
Morton.
PJ was on tour.
Yeah.
With Maroon 5. Now, you got to know what that means.
Yeah, it's big gigantic.
Big gigantic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He found, I think it was a travel day. He found a day or found a studio in a city, wherever that stop was, went to the studio and did it for me, man.
Yeah.
When you got people like that in your corner, it's like, wow, dude.
Yeah.
And then he's singing like he's nuts.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, the song's called Nothing. Yeah, he's good. So it was a great match. We did a tribute to Wayman Tisdale.
Yeah.
So that one was called Hanging On.
Yeah.
So I've always loved him and just his artistry. Followed him since he was back with the Phoenix Suns and the NBA and all of that.
Yeah.
But it was a good one with that too. So which is 2103. Everybody.
I know you got your 2103.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Come
on, boys.
They trying to take my job.
No.
That's what they be in the studio coming for me. But I mean, you know this, Yolanda. Yeah, you know when you do a collab with somebody and they on the mic trying to kill your joint? Them boys was in the studio coming for my neck.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you taught them.
I taught them that.
What'd you expect?
I taught them that. They ain't supposed to use it against me.
They ready.
Don't use it against.
Them no, they want to be on the next one.
Them jokers in the studio this should be the single.
Yeah.
We love you, big bro. We love you, big bro, but it's time to step on to the step.
Slide to the left.
Get the step.
Grown Folks Gospel, Jay Moss. In stores and available online.
Right now.
Make sure you get your copy today. Jay, you have sons, so what do you say to your sons in a time like this, especially with the situation that just happened in Ferguson and all that? What do you say to your son, children to live in this day and time and for the future?
You're exactly right. Good decision making, man. You know, I teach my sons. I go straight to it. I say, there's two sides to this.
Mm-hmm.
I say, now, this is why we teach you all to look a certain way, dress a certain way, act appropriate, this and that and the other, so you don't get mistaken.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's just face it. You are who you are. Your skin color is what your skin color is. Yeah. And there's going to be some stereotypes.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to do anything to, you know, maybe spark some wrong or negative type of behavior towards you. So you want to do everything that you possibly can. But kids will be kids. So I have to, you know, I definitely just try to live before them.
Mm-hmm.
An example.
Mm-hmm.
They don't ever see daddy clowning at the restaurants because the order wrong.
Come on now. Come on.
Or somebody bumped into me. You know, what's your problem?
Yeah.
You know? So I try to live the example. And then when we see things like this, I say, now, boys, sit down.
Yeah.
Tell me what you think about this.
Right.
I love that.
Yeah.
Because that's what we have to do. And that's exactly what we here on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show said this morning.
Mm-hmm.
there is a conversation that we must
have
every single day of our children's lives. Amen. Number one, as parents, we have to protect them.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And in protecting them, we can only live by example.
Right. Right.
And then give them the tools.
Yeah.
To you know, to make right choices. You said it. Yeah. You've got to make right choices, because somebody out there will not make the right choice just by looking at you.
Just by looking at you.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm in first class. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of other people in first class, but then I look like I don't belong there.
Absolutely. Because I'm going to have my Tim's and my fitted hat in first class.
I mean, y'all know how I come to the airport. I come to the airport right.
Yeah.
They don't look at me as a businesswoman with five businesses.
Absolutely.
They look at me as somebody.
What you doing up here?
Exactly. How'd you get upgraded?
Right. Yeah, me too. Yeah. And I say, Stuart, let me get a drink.
What'd you say, Brandon?
You know, we get a lot, Mark. We get a lot. Oh, you guys are rappers?
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, you have to be.
No, ma'am. I'm a pastor. Yeah. God bless you.
Who do you play for? Jesus.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And he does mighty. Because there was a pastor friend of mine not too far from here, went to the gas station, has a nice BMW.
Mm-hmm.
Parked at the gas station, gave the gas attendant $50.
Mm-hmm.
He said, as he was getting ready to walk out the door, the gas attendant told him, "Hey, you told me the wrong pump." He was like, No. Pump ticket.
It's a BMW right there.
Yeah, he said, "No, it's a BMW over there. That can't be your car." What do you mean?
Wow.
And he said, "Well, what do you do?" The same thing you just said. You a rapper or something?
Yeah.
He said, "No, I'm a pastor." Then the guy, all of a sudden, his language changed.
Yeah.
Because he realized. And that stereotype is just there.
It's real, man.
And we've got to deal with it. Like you said, you've got to be able to teach your
kids
how to move. Yeah. You can't even have a BMW.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't have a BMW.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. But you can have
two gas stations.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
But you can't. Certain things you're just
that's
not
what
supposed
I would have told them. And
two
I, not only that, my BMW at pump six, but also own this gas station.
Yeah, thank you.
So this would be your last.
Yeah. So you all. Yeah.
You're about to make the phone call.
Yeah, man.
J-Moss, God just gave me a revelation.
Give it to him now.
And I believe that when you are going across the country touring grown folks' gospel, you need to request the lights off at the church,
candles.
Come with your baby oil. Sing with your shirt off if you want to. This is grown folks. God, that's it. When they
that
say, come to the stage.
To do with his
can
song.
You do something?
J-Moss!
Do a little something, Jay. Do a little something. This is wrong, folks. Do that how you do that, Just James on it.
Just James on this one.
And you're laughing with
them. PDA jumping like it's hot.
That's what I'm talking about.
But don't do that. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's grown folks.
Oh my this God. Is grown folks' that's gospel.
I know.
That was grown. That was real grown.
They just go at me.
But the gospel is good news.
I had ushers passing out a whole lot of hands.
No, I thought you were going to say
hand sanitizer.
Pass out.
I just passed out, y'all.
I just passed out on that. Are you crazy?
It's grown folks' gospel.
This is grown folks' gospel.
Is it safe to come back?
It's safe.
Okay.
You good?
Yeah.
It's a record that encompasses love, inspiration, worship, gospel, all rolled up into one.
Thank you.
And have fun with it.
And have fun with it.
I promise you ain't another record like this in your stash.
It is. Turn off the lights.
Turn off the...
Hey, don't add.
He's a producer.
Yes, he is. Hey.
Y'all are blessing in me.
Me too.
I'm wondering, ma'am. Like y'all doing too much over here in my church.
How can we keep up with you, Jay?
I'm at Inside Jay Moss across all platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Holla at your boy. I said Twitter. Wow.
Yeah, that too.
Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Holla at your boy. It's Inside Jay Moss. The new records in stores everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
Grown folks gospel.
Go get it, man. It's a good look.
It's hot. It really is.
And if they don't have it at a particular store, hit me up. Let me know what store you're at so I can make sure they get it.
Yeah, as always, that's family
Pajam,
right there.
Baby.
Pajam. Jay Moss, grown folks, gospel. Get it. Get several copies.
Stocking stuffers.
Yes, there, sir. We don't want to quote. All right, coming up. Today is Tuesday. That means Ask Professor Wiley.